Prizes. Register online at southwickhouse.org. Proceeds will go to complete the building of a new transitional housing facility for women and families. Don't miss the Southwick House Turkey Day Dash Thanksgiving morning.
KVOE AM 1400, 96.9 FM, live and local, 823, 48 degrees.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
We've got Emporia High School wrestling coach Brooke Madrano joining us. We always, when we have Brooke in, talk about the wrestling season, but we got another focus here today.
Yes, we do. The annual Mexican Supper. This has been going on for decades and decades to support the Emporia High School wrestling program. Brooke, good morning. How are you?
I'm great.
Thanks for taking some time to join us. We appreciate that.
Anytime.
We'll get to tacos in just a second here. So how is wrestling going so far? You're, what, a couple of weeks in now?
No, just what, today's be our fourth day.
Fourth day, okay. Yeah. Okay. 4 days in, yeah. So how are things going so far?
Fantastic. I got, I think, 77 wrestlers. That's just on the boys' side, and I think the girls are probably around 50, so our numbers are great.
Yeah, you're happy with those numbers, huh?
Yeah, it's a little chaotic at times, but it's okay. You know, that means we're doing something right if the kids want to come out.
Well, I know you work with programs into kids wrestling all the way up to get them started and get them in the Emporia High way, right?
100%, yeah. You know. Yeah, just also, you know, through the high school, give them something to look forward to and strive to be at that level someday. So,
you happy where the kids programs are and junior high, all those wrestlers?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, when we added the best wrestler, there at Dusty Spalding's gym, it's been pretty good. A little bit different, you know, than what it has been in the past. But the kids coming through that program are definitely growing. And then on the middle school side with Coach Mejia, yeah, those numbers are good too. So I like what they're doing.
So is Curtis Simons helping out somewhere along the way? He's always in there somehow, some way.
Of course,
isn't he?
Yeah. You know, you can't get rid of Curtis. Curtis is right now. He's in the middle school room because my son Cruz is wrestling middle school, okay. And I go in there as much as I can, and he's in there all the time. He still thinks he's got it, but no, he's a great guy and a good ambassador of the sport.
What does it mean for you to have, you know, not only the talent in, but really the interest in the community, you know, and the willingness for the community to chip in and keep the wrestling program at such a high level?
It's awesome. You know, at the same time, the support is amazing. But then at the same time, from my end, I'm like, man, I just want to win for them. You know, I want to get us – I'm pretty sure I could speak for Coach Russell and myself that, you know, we just want to get it back to what it used to be, you know, just that feeling of, you know, that winning's fun. It really is, you know. So now I think on both ends we really have done a good job. You know, the girls placed in top five last year at state. I really think that we should have been top five. Just some things happened. We had a, you know, discipline some kids, and you know, that's life though, you know. So got to hold them accountable. And you know, I think for the girls and boys' side this year, we should turn some heads, so I'm excited.
Yeah, that was my next question. You've got over 70, you know, in your group this year, big numbers. What about talent-wise? How are you set up there?
I think we're a little bit, you know, below the radar, and that's where I want to be. I don't look at rankings. Like, I don't do that. I don't send my guys in there to be ranked. I just... it's not what's on paper before time. It's how you finish. And I think, if anything, it kind of puts a target on your back. We're not even ranked in the top 10, which is kind of blows my mind a little bit. So, but it's okay because, you know, starting December 2nd, that'll be our first tournament, and we'll be able to show everybody what we got.
Speaking of that, what do you really like about your group of wrestlers here this year, whether it's the talent level or the drive that you've seen?
100% the effort that I've seen. We have a big freshman class that came in, and these kids put in work. I've seen a bunch of them put in the work in the off season, like in the summer. And then, you know, just the senior and junior leadership too. These kids have been through it. Most of them have been on the varsity level, have been wrestling since they were freshmen at the varsity level. So these kids have experience, and they can help guide, you know, the incoming freshmen.
I would assume this is really where coaching comes in, and you have assistant coaches helping you?
Oh, yeah. Okay. The same ones, and Dusty Spaulding is my head assistant on the varsity side. Then I got Coach McClure, and then Coach Stevie Mason. Stevie's been with me. This is our eighth year. So,
great.
Yeah, they do great. They love the kids, and, you know, they just do a fantastic job for me.
Well, coaching is so important because I would assume Brooke Brandrano, who is the head Emporia High School wrestling coach with us here on KBOE's Newsmaker 2, that you can see a lot of improvement from the start of the season to the end of the season, getting these kids, what, to peak at the right time?
100%. You know, that's the goal. You know, if you come in wrestling your best right at the beginning, then, you know, I mean, nothing's wrong with that because you can always keep building, you know. But at the same time, I got to remember these young men are kids, right? Yeah. So, you know, this isn't their job, right? But once they get here, we can just keep pushing them and, you know, just – basically award the little accomplishments throughout the year, because then it all evolves into a success at the very end, you know.
I hate to shift gears, but I'm hungry.
I want to talk about some tacos.
It sounds good to me.
Well, let's talk about the taco feed December 2nd. What's up?
Just like you said before, it's been going on for decades. Just our annual taco supper dinner. It's always the same day as the Christmas parade. Yep. So you guys should come out. It's at First United Methodist Church, which is 823 Merchant Street, on December 2nd, and we'll be serving tacos from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. So you can come get your tacos, eat there, or drive through and get them, and then just go watch the Christmas parade.
So the advance sales end today then, right?
Yes. So we have QR codes out there that you can scan and purchase it right there, and then it automatically gets emailed to you, so you don't need a physical ticket. You can just show that. And then we still have tickets out with kids, the wrestlers out there selling just paper tickets. You can get it at the door, but we don't have a ton because we have to prepare the tacos, the meat and everything ahead of time. So, I mean, there still will be quite a few that you can purchase at the door if you don't get these in time. You're just going to have to come early, make sure you get them.
You could show up and they'll be gone, right?
Yeah, for sure. So it's first come, first serve on that. So you get two fried tacos, Mexican rice, chips and salsa, and a dessert.
And how much are they?
Oh, that's the main thing, right? $12 a ticket.
And big fundraiser for the wrestling program. Where does this money go, Coach?
Oh, it goes to feeding, getting new uniforms, like new gear, headgear, things like that, our hotel rooms. That's the biggest thing. So the main thing is our travel. So really this helps us with, you know, travel for the hotels and then just the food. When we have that many kids, we got to make sure we feed the kids. So that, and then, of course, the guys, you know, they want new T-shirts or something like that. So,
well, sure.
You know, you look good, you feel good, you wrestle good.
So like how many kids you normally take on the road? Say you got like a meet in Western Kansas. How many kids you take?
It just depends if it's JV varsity. So, I mean, normally all of them are going somewhere. So we got one set of varsity going one way and then the other JV going the other way. So, I mean, you're close to 70 kids traveling each weekend, sometimes twice a week with a duel and a tournament.
All over the place. Wow.
What is you know, one of the things I was going to ask you too here with it is maybe it's just more of an observation from my side, but you know, a lot of folks can see when you're going somewhere, obviously, and you're taking folks to say Topeka or to Wichita, and they don't really realize those incidental costs, because I know you don't want to always go roll into the Casey's or QT and you know, stop by, everybody gets your per diem for snacks and there you go. You want to have them have a great experience as they're putting pride into the program.
Yeah, I think everybody understands, like, now you go to the grocery store and you buy four things and you're paying $60. Yeah. Like, just the cost is different, but that's the main thing. As long as the community helps out, and I think it's going to a good cause to help these kids, you know, just be successful.
All right, the Emporia High School Wrestling Mexican Supper, December 2nd, First United Methodist Church. Again, when do things start, Brooke?
Like, what time they
start?
Oh, yeah, 4 p.m.
4 p.m. But you can QR code it right now. Get those advance tickets because advance sales end today. There will be some tickets available at the door, but you could be left out because the sales have been strong, and that is a good thing. So where are we at in the process now as far as your first match? When does that happen, Brooke?
Well, we will do the girls and the boys will have a open to the public on, what is that, the Saturday after Thanksgiving. So is that the 29th?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. So the 29th at 2 p.m. at the high school, we will have our varsity challenge matches. Okay. So to determine our varsity squad. So that's free. All we ask is a donation, like granola bars,
okay,
or a thing of water, whatever you think that the kids would
Gatorade,
would
want. Things,
yep,
like that.
Things like that. That's all we ask for. Get to see some good wrestling. And then we both compete. Our first matches will be December 2nd. Oh, no. Yes, December 2nd.
No, it would be the 2nd. It would be
the 6th.
6th, okay.
Yes,
yeah.
Sorry. So many dates right now.
Are you on the road?
Yes. Okay. The boys are in, varsity-wise, we are in Junction City Dual Tournament, and then our JV is at home, and then the girls wrestle at home, too.
Okay.
So I think theirs is at the middle school and ours is at the high school.
Well, we hope we have a big turnout. The food's always great, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you cannot complain.
Supper, yeah, so make sure you get yours purchased and help out the wrestling program. Brooks says, you're going to turn some heads this year, huh?
I sure hope so. I think so.
Okay, turn him in the right way.
So you got a son on the team this year, right?
Well, yeah. He's in the room. Yes, he
okay.
is. He's a freshman. Takeo is a freshman.
That's yep. incredible. Just, I remember when Takeo was born, it's like, my
yep.
goodness, it's already a freshman.
We're
yeah, one
old.
In junior high, one a freshman on the Emporia High wrestler. So, well, Brooke, we always appreciate your time, and we look forward to following you in the program this year.
I appreciate you guys. Thank
All
you.
Right, Brooke Negrano, head wrestling coach, Emporia High School, with us here this morning on our Newsmaker 2. It's 8:35.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The nation's employers added a surprising 119,000 jobs in the month of September. Surprising because the expectation was that only about 50,000 jobs would have been created. However, revisions from the Labor Department showed that the economy lost 4,000 jobs in August instead of creating 22,000 as originally reported. The report delayed by 7 weeks because of the government shutdown, and the October jobs report will only be a partial one again because of the shutdown. President Trump saying on social media this morning he has signed the bill ordering the release of the Epstein files.
In his post, the president claims he was the driving force behind the bill's passage, but the White House went to great lengths to prevent Congress from ever voting on it, and Trump could release the files at any time. The president only offering his support for the bill once it was clear Republicans on the Hill were going to defy him and vote to release the files over his objections.
This is ABC News.
Love where you live. Shop Emporia first.
This is pharmacist Gail Barrett with Newman Community RX. We thank you for supporting local and look forward to serving all of your prescription and healthcare needs.
Hi, this is Casey at Kansas Land Tire and Service here in Emporia. Out of air or need repair, these guys care. Visit us at 611 Perry Street, where we have the top tire brands, expert service, and a local guarantee.
Shop Emporia.
This is Meredith Wagner with ESB Financial. When you shop locally, you support the community, not just a business. Shop Emporia first.
This is Lenny
and Jason Spellman of Plumbing by Spellman. Thank you for allowing us to treat your home like it's our own.
And thank you for continuing to shop Emporia first.
Here at Max's Water Supply, we carry industrial, medical gases, helium, liquid nitrogen, and propane for your forklift and gas grills. Stop by and see us at 910 Graham Street.
Spend it here, keep it here. Shop.
In honor of American Education Week, Emporia students were asked, who's made a difference in their life?